It's been about 3 years since the tsunami from Japan washed away entire towns, sending thousands of tons of debris out to sea. Less than 8 months after the tsunami, items started showing up in Alaska and have continued to do so in the months and years since. It will still be a few months before cleanup crews take to Kodiak's beaches, but as KMXT's Brianna Gibbs recently learned, the planning process for those cleanups is already well underway.
Sometimes the best groundwork is done from above. That's why, on a sunny day in February, Kodiak Island Trails Network Executive Director Andy Schroeder took to the skies to survey marine debris on some of the archipelago's northernmost beaches.
And this doesn't get much nicer than this, does it? All right. Great data flight.
6006, runway 36, wind 2503.
The goal of the flight was twofold. Inspect areas ITN cleaned up last summer to see if any additional debris accumulated, and to prospect new beaches farther north, ones that Schroeder hopes to get to this year.
North of Fog Neck and the east side of Shuyak.
Schroeder's focus on the north end of the Kodiak Archipelago is the result of a survey flown more than a year ago across the entire Gulf of Alaska. The survey, which was funded by both the state and NOAA, identified how much coastline had been affected by the Japanese tsunami. Fast forward to January 2013. Schroeder said various regional landowners and stakeholders, public and private, gathered in Anchorage to review the results of that aerial survey during a follow-up workshop hosted by NOAA.
And out of that workshop came a prioritization rubric of about 44 shoreline segments from Kodiak Island, or more specifically, Tagetik Island at the south end of the archipelago, all the way to southeast Alaska at the Dixon entrance.
The shoreline segments were prioritized according to biodiversity, habitat value, and feasibility of the cleanups.
In Kodiak, we had a shoreline segment ranked really high. That was Shuyak Island and east of Fog Neck down to Pillar Cape.
Last summer, ITN contracted with the vessel Island Sea to make 3 trips to the east side of a Fog Neck island. They started in the island's King Cove, making day trips by skiff to clean up beaches and hauled the debris back to the Island Sea for storage overnight. When the boat was full, they journeyed back to Kodiak to offload the debris into storage yards managed by ITN. They made it as far north as Phoenix Bay, a distance spanning roughly 52 miles. Schroeder estimates they collected about 80,000 pounds of debris, or just under 1 ton per mile. He said it took about 27 workdays, not including travel time to and from town. His hope this summer is to make it to Shuyak Island, an area that is home to ecologically sensitive habitat, but has seen little cleanup efforts because of its distance from town and difficult to access beaches. But that's why, on this particularly clear day, Schroeder is scanning the shores from 500 feet above sea level to note which ones are worth traveling to and how to best approach this next section of cleanup.
It's very reasonable that we'll find our way all the way up here by midsummer. So we haven't cleaned this up yet, but it's on our target, so I really want to scout it out as best I can. I'm scouting for possible anchoring points and trying to get a general concept of where the big catcher beaches are. There's a huge one. Wow.
Even with a fresh layer of snow on the ground, unnatural colors and items were clearly visible on the shores below.
I'm seeing lots of buoys.
Yeah, lots of buoys.
Look at that one. There's a tsunami float. See the yellow one?
Yeah.
I'm glad we came around this. This place is really hammered.
While the view from above was decent, Schroeder decided to touch down on one of the beaches and see what else might be lingering below the snowpack.
All right, I think I found one spot where we could touch down.
I'll get you in there.
Okay.
There's net. Wow, there's so much net.
Yeah.
There, and then
yeah,
look at that big chunk right over here.
Debris was everywhere, strewn around driftwood logs, partially buried along the graveled shore, and flung up in the high water lines amidst tall grasses.
Plastic water bottles. These are one of the biggest offenders worldwide. You know, up here in Alaska, we find a lot of derelict fishing gear too, but plastic bottles, big offender, a lot of them from the tsunami, and it's something that's totally preventable. I mean, it's water.
On this one small stretch of beach, the amount of debris is overwhelming. Multiply that by the 50 or so miles of Shuyak's coastline Schroeder hopes to cover this summer, and you start to comprehend the magnitude of ITN's goal. But this is one island in one archipelago of a state that has been inundated by debris. It's definitely not all from the tsunami, and Schroeder said people need to be reminded that much of what's washing up on beaches is actually the byproduct of a 21st century lifestyle dominated by plastics.
There's got to be optimism and hope that, you know, we really can clean up the Gulf if we work hard at it, and we have years to do it, but we have to stop the new inputs. We have to stop the continual replenishment of this marine debris. From a cleanup standpoint, even if the debris stopped arriving tomorrow, we would have years of cleanup ahead of us. So I'm always very optimistic and enthusiastic about cleanups. But from a policy standpoint, we're not doing enough to stop it.
I'm Brianna Gibbs.